This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
What a lovely cheesesteak appetizer we got there for the onion rings of the head chef.
What do you think of that? They're air frying.
Yeah? Man, I'll tell you what, it's legit.
You can't do that at home.
Absolutely legit.
That's all I'm saying.
Head chef cut up Ted's meat and potatoes includes an air fryer, and we're going to have some delicious onion rings. That is coming up after the game known as Big Dummy. In the meantime, we do have Brandon on the line. Brandon, you're playing for Team Sober. You're on question number four.
All right.
All right, Brandon, here is question number four. What is the capital of New York State?
New York State?
Yes.
The capital of New York State?
Yes, sir. The capital of New York State.
Oh, my God. I feel funny not knowing. I'm
going to
randomly say Albany.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Good random one to do there, Brandon. Uh-huh. Nice job.
Game is up. Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
I think it was an episode of Jeopardy. It's probably like 20 years ago. And it's when you answer things with overt confidence and you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? So the question, the capital of New York State, dude buzzes in. He's like, New York City. Alex Trebek being Alex Trebek. No. Hello, Trenton. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola.
Trenton, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm Sober.
Sober Trenton.
Trenton is also the capital of New Jersey. We learned that earlier today. Yeah.
All right, Trenton, give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
I would have said tequila 8 months ago, but I'm going to say vodka now.
What happened in those few months that vodka overtook tequila?
My roommate really loves tequila, and it's growing on me.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough.
So it's not the vodka did you dirty. You're just starting to get back in the tequila game.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. All right, here's your question. What is the highest number on a standard roulette wheel?
Ooh, I know this. Is it 35?
Ah,
52?
36.
Oh.
36.
Those damn zeros.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What is the other name for vitamin C?
You got me. I have no idea.
Any guesses? You've heard of it before.
Calcium?
No. Ascorbic acid.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's
where the heartburn comes from.
Mm-hmm.
All right, question number three. We're going to go to Italy for this one. What popular Disney character is known as Topolino in Italy?
Geppetto?
Who did you guess?
Geppetto?
I think he's
Pinocchio.
From Pinocchio?
Mickey,
there you go. Hmm.
Hey, wouldn't Geppetto and Pinocchio still be Geppetto?
Yeah, I'm
think
pretty
so.
Sure that's
they
run already
Italian.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, supercharger or turbocharger, which is typically belt driven?
Oh man, I'm not mechanically inclined at all. I already forgot the question. Can you reiterate it, please?
Supercharger or turbocharger? Which is typically belt-driven?
turbocharger.
Supercharger.
I would only say that because there's cars that are superchargers.
Right, but turbochargers generally gas-driven, or fuel-driven, I guess, and supercharger, belt-driven. All right, let's go back to school. I never remember this crap in school, but if a triangle has two equal sides, it's what type of triangle?
Isosceles.
Okay. All right, a quick bonus round here. Can anyone spell isosceles?
Isosceles, mm-hmm. I-S-O-S,
mm-hmm.
Elise.
Elise.
Is it Y?
No. I-S-O-S-C-E-L-E-S.
Isosceles.
Miserop.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hey, Dummy!
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Joe, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Next Monday will be 4 weeks, Miles, so put me on team sober, please.
Okay, you got it, Joe. Nice work, buddy.
Thank you.
Joe, give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
You know, I personally, I remember only getting really messed up on tequila once, and it was so long ago, I don't remember what happened that night, but I woke up in the morning going, oh, this is what they're talking about. So, tequila.
Tequila it is.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. This one was new to me. I had absolutely no idea. But a Nebuchadnezzar, I believe that's also the name of the ship in The Matrix, but a Nebuchadnezzar equals 20 bottles of what liquid?
That's a unit of measure?
That is exactly what I said to myself this morning when I saw it. I'm like, for real? So yeah, Nebuchadnezzar, it equals 20 bottles of what liquid?
Honey? I don't know.
Vinegar.
Wine.
Wow.
So if you got 20 bottles of wine, you got a Nebuchadnezzar. All right, here is your question. What is the coldest planet in the solar system?
Well, was it once considered a planet and then not considered a planet?
Well, no, because now it's the coldest planet. So not Pluto, in other words.
Well, I got to go with the golden answer. That would be Uranus.
Okay.
There you go,
there you go, man.
Now you understand how the game's played.
That's right.
Is it the farthest one out? Wait.
No, Neptune, that's what's odd Neptune, about it. Neptune's the farthest one.
You would think
one.
That would be the coldest.
It would be, but like, so even when they did the flyby on Pluto, the one they just thought it would be a dirty snowball was the description, right? But it has latent heat. So in other words, it's so cold that anytime something moves, it generates heat, warms itself up. All right. So that's how it has this little atmosphere. The difference between Neptune and Uranus, even though Neptune's further away, it generates some internal heat. Uranus does not in their
so has no core.
Yeah, Uranus does not generate internal heat, Miles. Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll find it out when you get your colonoscopy.
I'm just a few weeks away now.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Jennifer, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Team sober.
All right, Jennifer, welcome to the show. Jennifer, we've got a men's room poll here. You got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
Tequila.
Did you have a bad tequila night?
Yeah, many when we were younger.
Okay.
I'll say no one ever has just one. There's the one that might do it, but there's several of them.
Do you ever have the occasional margarita?
Occasional.
What's that?
More rum day.
Okay. All right. Rum days, okay. I've been corrected, by the way. It says turbos are exhaust-driven, not fuel-driven. Someone else says, Jesus, man, turbochargers are exhaust-driven. And then this is my favorite one. It says turbo is exhaust-driven. Isosceles. And they spelled it right.
Okay. Isosceles.
All right, your question. In 1989, several hundred Chinese students were killed while demonstrating in what location?
Teacherman Village.
Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen Square. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Jennifer. Wow. You just hit the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. Wow.
That is something else.
Man, oh, man.
Man, the last couple times we did this, we were talking about Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. And we're doing it again today. Because on September 26, 1983, the legendary band Motley Crue, they released their second studio album, Grita al Demonio, Shout of the Devil. Now, the first single was, in fact, the title track. Rock fans have been singing it for the last 37 years. But other than saying, man, oh, man, I can fit seven kielbasas in my mouth, buns and all at one time, we want to know, what is Vince Neil saying? So we're going to play you a clip of the song, Shout of the Devil. You tell us what you believe Vince Neil is saying. We'll play that again for you.
Something lonely in the night, my head spinning round and round.
Try it again, Mike.
I give you credit, Jennifer. You were close. You were close.
I think I got it.
You got the head spinning round and round.
Okay, I've got Raisin to the Knife, Baloney in the Night.
A razor in the night.
What do you
making
got
it through the night?
Raisin in
something from the light. My head spinning round and round.
Baloney in the Knife, man. I can't figure out what the food thing is in the last one.
No,
he is saying, well, he's the razor to the knife.
Oh,
lonely is our lives. My head spinning round and round. Butter. All right. That is
Baloney in the
Night. My favorite band in the entire world, and I can't get it right.
Look, a lot of people say Pearl Jam's a favorite band, and no one ever has any idea what the hell they have ever said in any song. Other than the Jeremy spoke in class. And even then, everyone said Jeremy smoking. Mm-hmm. That's what I was, Jeremy smoking. Blah. That ass today. All right. How many points is a bullseye worth in darts?
50.
Too easy.
Well done.
Right there on the bullseye, Jennifer. Very good. Our game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Jeremy, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Jeremy, what are you going to give up there on our men's room poll? Whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
Man, I've drank plenty of vodka in my life. Let's get rid of it.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Okay.
People are mixing the vodka more so than anything else so far.
All right, Jeremy, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Is it polio, chickenpox, or smallpox? Which is the result of the variola virus?
The variola?
Variola, not the areola virus.
Oh.
Which means you have nipples all over your body. This would be the variola virus.
That could be fun. What were the options?
Polio, chickenpox, or smallpox?
Let's go polio.
I go chickenpox.
It is, in fact, smallpox.
Smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
I want big pox.
You want big variola virus?
I cannot lie.
I want two pox.
Yeah. Oh, you got two pox. Get your shot. All right, your question. What are the last names of the two Steves who founded Apple?
Oh, Jobs and Wozniak.
You had a feeling you would crush that one.
Very good. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Game is up. Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Boom! Jeremiah, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I'm right now. Happy sober for like the next 10 seconds.
Okay. Sober for 10 seconds, Jeremiah. All right, Jeremiah, what are you going to give up for life? Whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
Well, I am 3 months sober, but...
Let's say you're going to start drinking again. Which one would you not bring back?
Mm-hmm.
Vodka.
Vodka?
Oh, wow.
What was the inspiration, Jeremiah?
Well, you know, when I was at my deepest, I could come home and literally chug an entire bottle.
Of
vodka before, actually starting to drink. So, yeah.
Did you just go cold turkey, man? Just decide one day to wake up and not drink anymore?
I tried that, but Vivitrol really helped.
So what, you got on a prescription medication?
Yeah.
And what did it do? Make you not get drunk or make you not want to drink? Or, like, what was the effect
of it? Makes you puke if you drink,
well,
right?
It's actually both. It works for both alcohol and opioids, and it blocks the, it basically blocks the endorphin rush you get from drinking.
So you can't get a buzz, or, but it does make you...
Correct.
Okay, so you can have a beer, you're not going to get a buzz.
Exactly. I could give myself alcohol poisoning.
Right.
And not feel anything.
Okay.
What's the one that makes you get sick? Because I knew somebody that said they tried that, but they just puked through it.
Oh, just more tequila.
Yeah. No, seriously, there is a prescription.
I've heard something just makes you gag or what, puke it up or whatever it is.
Do you ever see yourself drinking again, called? Jeremiah?
What was that?
Are you still on this drug, by the way?
Yes.
And do you see yourself maybe drinking any time down the line, or are you done?
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
This is permanent. Okay. All right. Very good, man.
I'm taking the track of life and just sticking with the green.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
What? Which alcohol do you miss the most?
Oh, probably a good scotch.
Ooh, okay. All right.
By the way, they call that California sober.
Oh, is that what it is?
What, we just smoke weed?
Yeah.
California sober?
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. What is the closest galaxy to our own Milky Way?
God, you know, I so wanted to get high while I was doing this, but it's Andromeda.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Were we just torturing that guy?
What
haven't drank in months. What is it you miss the most?
Mm-hmm.
The cold first sip of that beer, yeah. Frosted mug. It's a sweat pours down the side of it.
It is a little bit of torture, but I was really curious. I think,
yeah.
Other than just straight beer, that's what I'd miss most, beer. But right now, man, honestly, whiskey. Like, I'm getting all these different whiskeys, starting to really love the taste of each. Well, not all of them, but most of them that I've tried.
Kind of makes you wonder why anybody wouldn't do that before going to rehab. You know what I mean? Like, just take the pill, you know, like if you have an alcohol problem.
Sure.
Instead of just checking in someplace or whatever. I mean, go to your doctor, see if that thing works for you first, and give that a shot before you go spending thousands of bucks, you know what I mean, and get put away for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but there's...
I think it depends on your reasoning behind why you drink.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but there's the term the dry drunk.
Right, there's physical need and then there's mental need.
Got right.
So if it's so physical need, pop a pill.
Right, you might not be drinking anymore, but you haven't changed anything mentally. You're still gonna be the same person.
Right,
gotcha. Okay.
Not that I know any of.
All right, sure. Yeah. Name is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Wabba!
All right, Josh, you sober? Not sober.
Sober.
All right, Josh, welcome to the show. Josh, what are you going to give up for life? Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
As of last weekend, vodka.
Oh, people are getting rid of
all
vodka.
Right.
That's because people have been having a very good time with vodka. Vodka, apparently, it's like that friend you had in your 20s where, oh, dude, we used to get into trouble all the time, right? Loved hanging out. Then you turn 30 and you're like, so we kind of had to cut ties.
Yeah. Seems that way.
Always a good time, always a bad morning. All right.
Time.
Your question, what did the letters USSR stand for?
United. No. I know it's Russia.
Yeah.
Soviet. Not going to happen.
United Soviet States?
Union. Union. Soviet Socialist Republic?
Correct. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Okay.
By the way...
What does CCCP mean?
It's for an intercontinental ballistic missile. I just don't know how you say it in Russian.
Yeah. Is that what it really is?
I believe so. That's why on the side of those missiles you'll see CCCP.
Well, they wore it on their jerseys, too.
I think that's the
then
Russian,
I'm dead wrong.
Russian it translation just... of USSR, maybe?
Right. It's like when you see a national team jersey from Germany, sometimes they say Deutschland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because Deutschland. Why do we call it Germany if Germans call it Deutschland? I am from Deutschland. Yeah, we're going to call it Germany.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like Japan, right?
Right.
What's it, Nepal?
I am from Nepal. Yeah, we're going to call it Japan.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a great name. We'd call it something else.
Nip on, nip off.
That nipper. Jack the Nipper. He was a much different person.
Yeah, he was going around giving people twisties.
Yeah.
Ow!
All right, your question. In what city is the CN Tower?
Go New York.
Toronto.
Toronto.
The capital. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right, your question. Yukon Cornelius was whose friend?
What?
A guy by the name of Yukon Cornelius. Who was his very famous friend?
Gandhi.
Very close to Gandhi. It's the other massive historical figure, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, what about the elf? Wasn't he friends with him, too?
Yeah, but so was Yukon Cornelius. I'm asking about Yukon Cornelius.
No, I'm saying, couldn't you say the elf was the answer to that question?
I would have accepted that. Can you remember the elf's name?
Hermie?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They call me Hermie because I'm...
I want to be a dentist one day. All right. Your question. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Pyrophobia?
Yeah.
Tires.
Pyrophobia. Fire, yeah.
Fire. Fire.
Question five, Josh.
Man.
All right, question number five for you. There are Beliebers. There are Swifties. Who are Claymates a fan of?
Old school.
Claymates. He said this is old school.
No, that's not really old school.
Well, I'm just saying it's not compared, as up to date right. As a Belieber or a Swiftie.
Yes, it's pre-Belieber, pre-Swiftie.
Claymates,
yeah.
Clay.
Clay Thompson. I know, obviously, it's the wrong answer, but
Clay Aiken.
Yes. No clue.
Beliebers, Swifties, and Claymates. Oh, my.
Claymate. You going to invite your Claymate over?
No, the Claymate of the Year. All right, Josh, one more question before we go to break. What is the traditional herb to make pesto?
Basil.
All right.
There you
very
go.
Good. More well Big Dummy coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Check out our brand new podcast, Greatest Story Never Told, available now on radio.com, episode number 41, dealing with a phone call we had from a gentleman named Donovan. A few years ago, and the story behind Donovan's call.
And greatest
story never told. Yeah, he was way before his time.
Yeah, he really was.
Available at radio.com. Yes, we got comments coming
up. Yeah, we were saying Russia. You said, like, so when you see the Russian Olympic team, there's CCCP.
Correct.
In the front, apparently it is the Russian alphabet, which is called Cyrillic. I'm sure I said that wrong. Either way, it just means USSR.
Yeah, but the U and the S and the S... So do you read it backwards? Is it like, I don't know.
You know, it's the Russian alphabet.
So the U is a C, the S is a C. You know,
yeah, because
like
if your word. C's,
right, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't kind of translate over to the way it should be.
Well, no, because whatever their first three words, however you say in Russian, would all start with the letter C.
Okay.
That's why we say, because if you were in Russian and saw USSR, they'd be like, Americans. That's not remotely what we're saying. So that's all. So that's CCCP basically means USSR. So in theory, we should not see that anymore on any Olympic team.
You would think not.
Right.
Oh. Well, well now it just says Russia.
Okay, well, there you go. Mother Russia. And the drug you were talking about, Ted, as far as drinking, and it makes you sick so that you'll stop drinking, Anabus? Something like that. A lot of people said that. I'm not sure I'm saying it right, but a lot of people seem to check in and say that's what it is.
Hmm. Have one drink and throw up. That sounds like a good time. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Austin, you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm playing for Team Sober so far, so the shot of the deck.
All right, very good.
Excellent choice.
Okay, Austin, you got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
Absolutely tequila.
Do you have an experience or several experiences that make that the number one choice?
I have several. I'm a sailor for the Coast Guard, and I think the kicker was waking up in Mexico, not remembering where I am.
Did you know you were in Mexico?
After breakfast. I woke up in the hotel, yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Good times.
Yeah. I feel like I should at least know the country I'm in.
Yeah. Well, you guys throw down, though, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would have to think
usually so. Usually in big groups.
Now, are you on, like, 24-hour call? Should the S hit the fan?
Yeah, when you're on a port call, they can call you back at any time, but they don't set, like, liberty restrictions when you're out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're out.
Because, like, Coast Guard, certainly, like, the fire department, because those guys, if any group that I have drank with personally, I have found that fire departments on both sides of this country can drink you under the table. But I thought, all right, we are getting absolutely snockered. We are having a blast. They're telling us. There's one story I always remember that I will not bother to share again right now, but just phenomenal stuff. But, like, if they got a call, like, right now, as we are going crazy, they would have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them were in good shape. Have you ever gotten a call when you maybe, you know, you're three sheets to the wind and you're like, oh, crap, I got to get it together?
I actually have on a different port call in Mexico. And they recalled the whole boat and we thought we were getting back underway and ended up not having to. But just about the whole crew was all drunk.
Where are you stationed at, Everett?
I'm actually in South Carolina right now.
Oh, you're in South Carolina. Oh. Okay. Very cool.
Where in South Carolina?
I'm in Ladson right now and stationed in Charleston.
Are you dealing with any hurricane-related stuff right now?
No, the one hurricane, Isaias, or...
Nobody knows how to say it. Just let it go, but we know the one you're talking about.
Exactly, yeah. That one just kind of passed as a...
That blew over top overnight, right? I mean, that came through pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah, Monday night, we got kind of some rough winds and some rain. By Tuesday morning, it was all gone.
All right, well, let me ask you this. It is hurricane season now. As always, we're predicting more hurricanes. I mean, are you guys on higher alert, say, from August through... When does hurricane season end? October, maybe?
I mean, who knows?
Something like that.
Oh, shoot. I actually just moved here. I think that's about right. October, November, somewhere in there.
Where did you move from?
Astoria. I'm from Seattle.
Okay. Could you believe how cheap it is there?
No. The house I'm in is easily a mansion in Astoria.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much, if you don't
but
mind
do you
me
understand why it's so cheap there?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pool? Do you have a pool?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know it's expensive here, but he's also in South Carolina.
Right. So exactly.
All right.
The heat and the critters and humidity and everything else.
That's a different world, man.
I know, I was going to say, yeah.
I always forget it. You know, once you move away from somewhere, you forget certain things. Mm-hmm. And then you go visit that place in the summer, and I'm like, right, I don't want to be here.
It's
now.
Hot.
Here's your question. In what state is Yale University?
Ooh.
Yeah, I realize I had no idea. Everyone knows Yale, but I'm like, I know it's on the East Coast. I just did not know the state.
I'm not going to lie, man. I have no idea.
Give me a second here.
I'll let you think it out.
It's not Pennsylvania, right? Is it Connecticut?
It is Connecticut. Okay.
All right. I would have said New York.
I thought New York as well.
Of course. I'm a Harvard man myself.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I've had a couple beers and... oh, damn. Where's Harvard?
Boston?
Yeah, but it's across the water. It's a famous town.
I know the name.
Cambridge?
Cambridge,
thank yes. You. All right, and what city is the Kentucky Derby held every year?
Indianapolis.
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby
in Indianapolis.
I believe that is in Lexington, isn't it?
Louisville.
Oh, is it Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
You know they're from Louisville if they can't say
Louisville.
I'm from Louisville.
Louisville.
There, Austin, which of your five senses is most closely related to memory?
I'm going to say smell.
Mm-hmm. You are correct, sir.
You think it would be sight?
You would think?
Like, you know, monitor, glass, paper, pen, you know?
But that's just stuff that you absolutely see, right? But how many times have you seen someone and you're like, man, I know that person from somewhere?
Okay.
But also you're seeing stuff and things change, right? Like car, automobiles and stuff change. Whereas a smell of a specific thing will remind you of something that is 30, 40 years old.
Right. Now I remember the 78 Cadillac my grandfather had.
I remember my grandmother's 70 Volkswagen Beetle. It had the smell to it, and there's no, I mean, I've been in other Beetles before, and they have the same smell. I can't, it's like the older version.
No, they all do.
The newer one, but the
older one. I mean, yeah, my grandmother died when I was in like seventh grade. And one time we had somebody bring in some corned beef, and the smell of it took me back to her kitchen.
Right.
And I mean, I hadn't thought, I mean, not that I didn't think about it, but I hadn't really thought about her in years. And I was like, oh my God.
Corned beef, grandma.
I have a Grandma Smith's recipe. Do you have the mac and cheese recipe?
You can just get that friend cannoli thing back.
God.
The manicotti was it?
Manicotti.
The manicottis.
Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Ryan, you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Not sober, Ryan. Welcome to the show. Okay, Ryan, men's room poll. You got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
I was thinking about this, and I just got to go tequila.
Tequila? Okay. It's out. Surprised more people aren't saying rum.
Really?
I just don't know a lot of people who drink rum.
Yeah, but I think
it's
more
like one of those win in Rome things. You know what I mean?
It is, but I feel like you said, if you're drinking rum, you're probably having a mixed cocktail. I have no doubt you're having a mixed cocktail, and you're having a good time. Tequila, and Ted kind of hit it earlier, for whatever reason, once you do that first shot of tequila, like, nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. You rip off your clothes and run naked.
And I think you understand why, but like, in the hot areas of the country, if you are on the West Coast and you're in the southern part of the West Coast, then it's going to be all tequila. Now, if you go to Florida, you cannot believe the amount of rum that people drink. And when you go to the liquor store, the rum section is the biggest section in the hard liquor.
Well, it's coming from Cuba and Jamaica.
Exactly. And tequila is the smalls from the most part. It's like if you go to the East Coast, people drink rum in the summertime. West Coast seems like they're drinking more tequila.
But also, I think places like Florida don't need that much more tequila because they make poor decisions sober.
Mm. Yeah, and I still love tequila, but I got to get rid of one.
Right.
Yep.
All right, here is your question. What Broadway musical featured the songs 76 Trombones and Gary, Indiana?
I have no clue.
I don't like those. I only know this.
I mean, I know what the music's got to be about or who it's about.
76 Trombones led the big parade. The Music Man.
Mm. Ah.
My brother was like in the sixth grade production of that. It's the only reason I remember, and I hated it. All right, what was Dr. Frankenstein's first name?
I'm taking a guess here. I'm going to say Isaac.
Not a bad guess. It was LeVar.
LeVar?
No, Victor.
LeVar?
LeVar Frankenstein.
LeVar, come on. Come on. LeVar. Oh, my God.
All right. What is the fifth closest planet to the sun?
Fifth closest. Mercury, Venus, Earth.
When in doubt, Ryan, what's our rule?
Uranus.
That's wrong.
You are disgusting. You are a freak, Ryan. What the hell is wrong with you? It's a family
Mercury,
show.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn?
Oh,
no,
man.
No.
You're missing it. You named them all.
Mercury.
It's big.
Yeah. It's big.
Oh,
gotta be a herpes spot on
Jupiter.
Jupiter. Yes,
Jupiter.
Indeed.
Jupiter.
We plan on shooting a herpesil to the great red spot, see if it'll go away. All right, you got a 50-50 shot on this one. The Pacific or the Atlantic? Which ocean is saltier?
Think of the people.
Yeah.
50-50 shot. I'm probably going to get it wrong. I'm going to say Pacific.
Well, you're right. You got it wrong. So you salvaged a little bit out of that. Now, the Atlantic apparently is a lot saltier.
Yeah.
But think of the cities. Boston.
Yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I know it's all the people that masturbate in water. It's really catching up.
All right, question number four, Ryan.
It's all Scrapple.
That's what it is. Question number four. What city is home to the Second City Comedy Troupe?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What city is home to the Second City Comedy Troupe? Gave us people like, what, Tina Fey, Steve Carell.
I mean,
Amy Poehler.
Half of everybody that came through Canada came through there, too.
Yeah. A lot of Canadians go through that, and then they find a way to SNL, and then they make movies and TV shows.
Another guess. Edmonton?
Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Ryan, question five.
Question number five. What three states did the U.S. gain after the Mexican War?
Oh.
I mean, one of them at least you should be able to get.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
No. One of them.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Arizona?
Nope.
Texas?
Yes.
And
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma?
California.
California.
Okay.
Yeah, Mexico's like, nah, dude, you can have Oklahoma. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to fight you for that.
Wait a minute. You guys want Oklahoma?
Okay.
By the way, you guys should start fishing with your hands.
People appreciate the LeVar Frankenstein. All right, your question. In what country would you look for the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, Scotland?
There you go.
That's it.
Good job,
How does
Ryan.
A Loch Ness Monster be?
Game is up. Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. I guess we have time for maybe a contestant or two, depending on how they do.
Well, it depends how smart or stupid Allison is. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, boys.
Oh, no. Allison, are you sober or not sober?
I would be sober today.
You sound very peppy. You having a good day?
It's not too bad, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Do you enjoy the rain?
Yes, very much so.
I figured. Okay.
Nice.
Give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, Allison, vodka, rum, or tequila?
I like tequila too much, so I'm going to say whiskey.
Okay.
What? I was getting ready to say I like you, but then you gave up whiskey. I don't like you.
That's fair.
All right, Allison, here is your question. Ted, you'll be interested in this one as well. There are 12 teams in the NCAA's Ohio Valley Conference, but how many of those teams are actually in Ohio?
I have no idea. I will say three.
Is it zero?
Zero. Okay. The Ohio Valley Conference has no teams from the state of Ohio. They have teams from Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi.
I'll also say this. Has anybody in here spent any time in Ohio?
Okay. A little bit, sure.
You can see from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. There is no valley.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, it is as flat as any state could possibly
It's pretty flat.
Yeah.
But I was there on a cruise.
You're in Ohio on a cruise, huh?
They used to make the cruise there.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Actually, you know, to be dead honest, I've only ever driven through Ohio and been like, oh.
It
all
is,
right.
It is. Yeah. It is what it is. Here's your question. Multiple choice. Which one of these is not man-made? Which one of these is not man-made? Cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, or broccoli?
Not man-made.
Not man-made.
I know that cauliflower and broccoli are related. I think they're the same plant. What were the other two options?
So cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, or broccoli?
Which one is not man-made?
Not man-made.
I'm going to say sprouts.
I think it's strawberries.
Strawberries.
And cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. That's the impressive with this man-made. Just based on how it looks. The stalk of Brussels sprouts. It's like a stick with balls coming off of it. You know what I mean?
Kind of man-made.
Yeah.
I just can't believe you took time to create cauliflower and then said, ooh, let's try Brussels sprouts. Ooh, broccoli. Why don't you make like ice cream, you sons of bitches? All right, sorry. Here is
your
question.
Because they had diabetes.
Diabetes. Wilford Brimley came up with this. Basically, they came up with foods that children don't want to eat. Congratulations. All right, what is the tallest statue in the United States? What is the tallest statue in the United States?
The Statue of Liberty.
You got it.
I figured it seems so obvious you wouldn't guess it.
Mm-hmm. And there's like there's one more that's close.
It's down at the racetrack.
Yeah, it's at a casino or something like that.
Yeah, I want to say like casino racetrack in Florida,
it's a
maybe.
Huge statue.
It's a Pegasus.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're right. Because then they have like a huge race a couple years ago. Is it at a horse track or something?
Something like that.
It's
some
like $1 million purse.
Right.
Yep, it was something. Exactly, but yeah, it's real close to Statue of Liberty, but it's a Pegasus.
Still to come, Head Chef on the way. We're going to fire up the air fryer for some delicious onion rings with Ted's meat and potatoes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.